You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. I'm going to throw this out too before we just real quick, 60 to 90 seconds, and we'll go back to the phones. I have mentioned while I was in Spokane recently, the Inlander cover, the June 6th through 12th edition of the Inlander, which bills itself right at the top of the front page of the paper, bills itself as the local paper for all. This June 6th through 12th edition of the Inlander, which is kind of like a Village Voice newspaper, on the cover has a cross-dressing man with all kinds of esoteric imagery and the words pride. And then the subhead, the Inland Northwest reveals its true colors. Full story on page 22. And so Carol sent me the story in the Christian News. Headline, pastor jailed during drag queen story hour. SWAT team snipers positioned atop library roof. That was published June 16th. And it's just interesting, you know, that you know, these kinds of things are happening. The militaristic police presence as it was depicted by Heather Clark in the story, and the fact that New Covenant Baptist Church pastor Afson Yatton was arrested. It's interesting. So to bill a paper as the local paper for all, this does not, you know, this is clearly a story that is not, I don't know, suitable for all, you might say. And so it's ironic also that Spokane has such an interesting history. And, you know, the fact that the pastor was arrested is upsetting. It seemed like police were pretty dignified in their handling of things, although the situation was weird. Public library. Folks can't protest something they find offensive, but police will protect this story hour, which, you know, is a nationwide scandal as far as I'm concerned. But on page 18 of the same edition, there's the story, coveted evidence. The Spokane City Council wants to see a video from a controversial arrest, but the police department has so far kept it under wraps. Spokane City Council is demanding to see a video purportedly depicting a violent arrest made by Spokane police officers. So, you know, it's just, it's kind of a pick and choose kind of a thing. And then, of course, there's the Otto Zem case, which anyone familiar with that, that's kind of an emblematic example of, you know, the heavy-handedness that you can sometimes expect in Spokane. I have my own stories, but anyway, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Fred.
I'm highly fro- degraded.
I resemble those remarks.
No, I'll cover that. I'm going to start out with truth and calling a spade a spade. Now, here's the things I'm going to cover. Vilification, marginalization, the dragon, coddling like a baby Christian, reproof, correction, frustration, introspection. Okay, anybody that speaks the truth from the Bible correctly are going to be vilified and they're going to be marginalized. And most people, including Catholics and Protestant Christians, they'll hate your guts. And you hope you can help me on some of these verses, because again, I'm not saying them verbatim, but baby Christians, when you get baptized, you're a baby Christian. You're fed milk, because you can't take the meat of the word yet. That's what you would call coddling. Coddling is usually synonymous, that word, with babies, coddling a baby. I know a woman, a host on RBN, said that she liked what the priest said, Catholic religion, the Pope, because it made her feel good. And I don't know if I heard it on your show, Statmiller's show, or another show. I heard another woman said, well, thank you for coddling us. Well, that means to me, baby, you got to baby them. We're still a baby Christian. They may be on the road to light and learning, but they can't take the meat of the word, the strong word. And then it says in the book, the word, that can be used for enlightenment, for teaching, but for reproof and correction. That doesn't mean you have to beat up the person with reproof and correction, but try to do with a loving and considerate heart to correct them. Now, that doesn't mean judging a person, because you can take, for example, as Bill Gates, which I really think by the fruits of his labor and what he's saying now is genocide. As so many people, they say, they, that are committing genocide, stressing genocide, brainwashing us into genocide. But if you remain a baby Christian, you're lost. When you get baptized, go under the water, completely submerged. You die to the old man, and when you come up out of the water to rebirth in Jesus Christ, you're the new man. And from that point on until you pass away, you are in salvation, ever growing, or you better be growing. You can't be sipping milk and reading through the Bible what you want to hear, or you don't understand, or don't make an attempt to understand. Now, probable 15 years. I'm not saying the verse correctly. But they will gather unto themselves pastors and priests that will tell them nice things, good things. And they will be happy. And they will join a church that's a few blocks away or near them, or they like the pastor. Okay, in the Catholic religion, probably very few priests could discuss the Bible with me. And I'm not overly smart, and I'm not brilliant theologian, but they're not taught the Bible. On the same, the other side, Protestant Christians are the same. They're listening to pastors that don't know, or to keep their job or their position, and don't shake up the hierarchy, whether it's Presbyterian, Baptist, and so on and so on. They tell the people, the group, the sheep, things that pacify them, make them feel good. Now, I don't believe in this, it used to be called in the old style, fire and brimstone. In other words, trying to scare people into believing. All you do is turn people away from the Word, away from the Bible. The same way the Roman papacy, when they had indulgence, you could buy an indulgence and go out and kill your wife. But you paid your indulgence, so you are forgiven by a man. There's only one person, only one, that can forgive sins, and that is Christ. Now, frustration. John Stadtmiller and I have had our differences. Today, I really like John Stadtmiller and respect him, and I can understand his frustration and even getting teed off at me, because trusted host that he has, and I can name them all, that he trusts, he has had a scathing discussion with them off air, and some of it on air a little bit, that shook them. And these are the people, the hosts, that he trusts. I understand his frustration. I understand it. And I am sure, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, after your 25 years in radio or whatever, you must feel one hell of a frustration of all this work and effort and faith and belief, and how many people have learned, how many people have attempted to learn, how many people have attempted to gain knowledge and then made that correction. Repentance is a turn 180 degrees from the old man to the new man, and in a life in and of Christ. Now, truth hurts. It scares the hell out of people. It knocks the hell out of pride and ego. But if you have the faith and the courage and the belief to go into introspection, at your own self, then you can start to grow. And I'll give you an example of my own life. Most of my life, I have been an ignorant ass. Stupid. And when I discovered that I was ignorant, then I started to get a little understanding. And then, when I got baptized in the church, a church, I began to learn, but I was sipping milk. And what scares the hell out of me, that was 16 years ago, and I'm an old man, and if it's taken me this long to understand truth and then try to change my life. My God, I'm fearful for my own salvation. Because I do not have many years left to learn and follow Christ in obedience. Now, I could ask four questions of your listeners. And I hold your listening audience and callers more or less the cream of the crop. But I would be amazed if I asked these four questions, if there was 1,000 listeners, that one could answer them. But if I ask all four questions and they answer them all four correctly from the Bible, I think it would be 1 in 10,000. Now, I've talked enough. Thank you and bye.
Well, I was wondering what those four questions are. Well, I guess we'll leave on that note. So anyway, I appreciate your call, Fred, as always, and my curiosity has piqued on those four questions. So, quickly, I guess, for what it's worth, I guess, posterity's sake, a few passages. Speaking of some of the subjects that Fred mentioned, so when I think of the baby Christians, you know, and sucking on a bottle, I always think of Hebrews chapter 5. I mentioned that passage from the end of chapter 5 and the beginning of chapter 6 in particular. Maybe I'll read that one real fast. In the NASB, you know, the writer of Hebrews is talking about Melchizedek and concerning him, the writer of Hebrews writes, "We have much to say and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing." And this sort of echoes what Fred is saying, you know, his concern. I'll finish that thought on the other side of this break and we'll move on quickly and then back to the phone. Stick around. We'll be right back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. So to Fred's point, quickly, just a couple of things before we go back to the phones. Speaking of the sobering aspect of the Bible to the reader of it, so Hebrews 4:12 in particular, the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. That's pretty sharp. You know, you start to kind of ponder on that. That's pretty sharp. And I, you know, when Fred was saying what he was saying, I was thinking of, speaking of the passage I'm talking about, come back to that in a second, but skipping ahead a little bit in chapter 6 of Hebrews, and speaking of this concept, you know, Jesus Christ as the first, the forerunner, the intercessor and high priest. The whole book of Hebrews is really very great reading along those lines. But I always think of verses 4 through 6 of chapter 6. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened, and this is a can of worms in certain circles, and I'm not trying to open that can of worms, just as the sobering thought, you know, for in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. That's a frightening and sobering thought. So to some of the other thoughts, baby Christians and sucking on a bottle, you know, again, the writer of Hebrews writes, concerning him, Melchizedek, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you become dull of hearing. This is Hebrews 5, beginning verse 11. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. And again, this sort of parallels Jaron Lanier's words in You Are Not a Gadget Manifesto on the subject of neoteny and juvenilia, I would say. Juvenilia in particular. But solid food is for the mature who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Hopefully this is a training ground in that sense, this broadcast and this network. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Some of us have had the experience where you just feel like, you know, you can relate to what Fred was saying, and you know, you don't want to feel like you're showing up every Sunday and, you know, responding to an altar call, if you know what I mean. So there's that passage. There's 1 Corinthians 3:3. There's 1 Peter 2:2. You know, as far as the all scripture passage is concerned, that's 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Judgment, I think, you know, it's what I think, if I understand right, what Fred was getting at, it reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 5 in particular, among other passages. And last, perhaps, but certainly not least, I was thinking of Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And in the NASB it reads, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. By which we must be saved. And that sort of reminds me of Romans 5:8. Not to get carried away, get back to the phones, but Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then from there, my mind goes to Romans 10:9 and 10, which says, you know, verse 8 first, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And on from there. But, you know, that's what comes to my mind when Fred was saying what he was saying. And so on that note, back to the phones in the remaining moments here before we go to the break. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Brian just handed me the phone. But we're thinking about the same things. This has been high school graduation week in this area. There's some kids in our world still that we try and look out after. And a cell phone pocket in graduation robes has been part of what has... it's a new development. But I do hear the music.
Sorry about that. My fault. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Did you know that in China, pregnant women are required to wear special shielded clothing that protects their unborn children? I didn't either. Protect them from what? This apron, commonly used by pregnant Chinese women, uses special fabric that shields the embryo from RF or microwave radiation. Like the kind that comes out of your cell phone and Wi-Fi routers. Did you know that in Israel, the parliament approved a bill requiring all cell phones for sale have this label? Warning! The health ministry cautions that heavy use in carrying this device next to the body may increase the risk of cancer, especially among children? I didn't know that, nor did I know that in 2011, the World Health Organization reclassified RF radiation, or microwave radiation, as a class 2B carcinogen. That's the same category as lead. This video is probably one of the most important exposés that I've done so far because the subject matter deeply...
Kind of like that. That's, of course, from the beginning of Dana Ashley's video, Wireless Warfare Exposed, Includes Ways to Protect Your Family. That was published last October 2018 and so far has received 570,000 views. I think that's been throttled because I think it's, if I remember, it's been stuck around 500,000 for quite a while. But it's a fantastic video. Everybody should watch. That's the kind of stuff you're talking about, right, Jenna? Murdering your posterity, essentially.
Absolutely. Yeah, just in the past couple days and on the radio, a skeletal adaptive process to spread the load of young people looking down at their devices is showing that they're growing these bone spurs.
Yeah, yeah.
So So, and they're just saying, well, it's just a body thing, recalibrate. And I'm still seeing school buses driving around. They're still in the classroom on the computers with their devices. And what kind of summer will they even have left to recalibrate this posture that's mm-hmm. adaptively processing? And it's on the, you know, it's like no, there aren't people that are waking up to what they're letting their children do. So mm-hmm. I think that's unfortunate. I spent a lot of time last week contacting congressmen, senators about this race to 5G with the communications group and canned responses. I was able to break through our biochar group, and there were some Women's League voters that contacted them as well to complain, you know, just to voice, we don't want this mm-hmm. overall effect of 5G is not in the public interest without testing again. And at least they're understanding, they get canned responses as well. And Mark Steele we listened to.
One has to wonder, don't you think, where these canned responses come from? I mean, anyone who's paying attention and sees those kinds of things, when they're similar all over the place, where is this coming from?
Right, because we traded responses, and they were all the same, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Steele, which there was a gathering called AV10 maybe a month ago, Deborah Tavares, all these popular researchers got together, and we've been listening to quite a bit of him speaking on this subject, and it's a little bit uncertain where his background, why he got to the place that he is, but just recently we listened to an interview, and he brought up the Holocaust of all things to side with and have, like, steer around his viewership. And I just think it's, is this 5G to the degree that he's saying this is, you know, this is warfare? I guess he's just got so much force behind his words that make it alarming hearing about this 5G. But it's still on my mind of how we're going to share with a greater public the dangers that are already showing themselves. I talked to a couple teenagers at a graduation party that was on the property, and they were actually interested in the garden and seeing my chickens, and I was elated. And mm-hmm. as soon as I started talking about soils and how important they were, I just felt like they took 10 steps back and there was a wall between us. And mm-hmm. this 18-year-old looked at me and just like in this authoritative voice said, I'm glad you found your place or your path in your life.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know how to respond. I was like, these are just two kids that just graduated, and that's their response to a natural process of...
I'm sorry, but that's horrifying. That's horrified laughter there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's kind of like, you know, oxygen. You found oxygen. I'm glad you found your place in life. It's kind of essential for survival, so I don't know what you mean by that. But
somehow, like, the brain function of that response and his demeanor, I'm like, is this a brain function? He seemed like a robot, or where did he mm-hmm. get that?
Right.
And then I look to the parents of these individuals, and I'm like, they're kind of robotically responding to life situation as well. This week, I'm like, where's the brain function? And because we've listened to Dr. Martin Paul saying the collective brain function we're going to be seeing dismantled, and I'm seeing it where... a graduate can't function without her cell phone sewed into her rented prom garment because she won't be able to find her friends in the in all of the, you know, chaos of 500 kids graduating and how Yikes. Dependent they are attached mm-hmm. to these things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now we do talk to Lark, and he did tell us that he had a smart meter on his house and a smartphone, and all of his physiological issues, and I hate to be personal, I love Lark, and I really care, and he knows so much about how the collective is being collected, and because I spent a couple of weeks just researching World War II and how my family got here with Memorial Day and how similar it seems when the takeover happened in the Baltics and how our families got here. It is
Which
the takeover
is
of,
why I have spoken so much about Halford Mackinder, Frank Kitson, you know, the geographical pivot of history, the Eurasian Balkans, Zbigniew Brzezinski, absolutely. And it is, you know, if you see it, it's rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And Balkanization.
And I'm sending these things on Facebook, of all things, to my son that's in training at Camp Pendleton for special ops. And I'm just like, Zadi, look at this. And he's like, I don't care about that. And I'm like, well, when you want to know what happened, these are things that you can read and understand, because I don't want you going to Iran. You got to understand this. And he's like, well you're not going to change my life. And I just, it's frustrating because there's so much information that is not getting across to the greater movements that we're watching happen right in front of us.
Yeah. And again, so that's kind of the reason I shared Dana Ashley's video. I still think it's one of the best videos. It's an hour and 15 minutes long. One of the best that anyone can send to people, any of us can send to people, that is very comprehensive and screams those warnings. I want to play another clip from that here in a second, which includes the little spot that she included. And kids can go on YouTube. This is another one of those things, though, again, like all of the other things we discuss, that because people are in this fog, they gobble up those sound bites, like you said, and they're just, you know, thoughtlessly regurgitating rhetoric, only to wind up with cancerous tumors, malignant tumors in the areas on their body where they're carrying their cell phones. And then at that point, then it becomes real. Or like I said last year, the story of the woman who, you know, is diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's trying to tap into this community for support, only to realize when she gets to stage four, she's all alone, and this community has prostituted itself and is further taking advantage of her. And that's what we see all around us, as you know, as I know. And man, it's high time we get out in front of this nonsense and stop it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to think if I had any other notes. I do feel that I'm looked at in this neighborhood, particularly by the younger people, as very separate from the world that they are living in. Like, there's a great virtual understanding of what life is. And I think the education process, the Invisible Surf Scholar, Robin Eubanks, I followed her and understood the construct and the separation. And now that I'm seeing the school buses still coming around, how separated this next generation is from being here. Like, we live on the Puget Sound, yet the museum that's on the water down here in Olympia, they have all these installment playgrounds and one of them is about this work boat, how it used to be, and this, it was a dinghy boat that just got fixed up and dumped there. It really doesn't have any historical basis to relate water people, which we are on the water, and the teaching that's going on in the schools, because I do think that education is environmental. What's in your environment to be educated with? Not the blanket common core of you all learn the same thing. It's like where you are. And right across from the Children's Museum, Weyerhaeuser sends their logs to China. And I don't think any kids understand that we live in a forested state anymore. And as we explore just getting parts for chainsaws or, you know, just like all the trees falling down from the snow are still not cleaned up and nobody runs a chainsaw anymore. And it just feels like who's going to repair these things if no one's learning how to even use them or appreciate them or appreciate using the resource that is never here because it's all getting shipped off in our international port.
Mm-hmm.
All of it compounds to, oh boy.
Yeah, but I mean, I still have, you know, HDTV and my cell phone and Facebook and, you know, so, I mean, is it really that bad, Jenna? That's what I meant yesterday by the socialized engineering of folks. When you become that sort of detached automaton, detached from reality, that's what it does. I mean, it cripples people.
So it's completely understandable that scientifically horns coming out of the back of children's heads is just a matter of posture because they're hunched over too much and they just need to learn to stretch.
Yeah, but it's just another one of those awesome problems that science and CRISPR and so forth will be able to fix. You know, another one of those pre-planned problems that we can work on, kind of like when kids come back and get shipped to Walter Reed Hospital for prosthetics.
Oh,
yay,
right.
Science. Anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We are running short on time. We got other folks we got to get to. The calls started stacking up quickly, so if you don't mind, we'll jump back to the phones.
Sure. I just did want to mention that I see the communitarian draw in those ways just through kids right now that they don't belong because they're in their own collective.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, thanks, Chris.
You bet. Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it.
Take care.
As always. One other clip before we go back to the phones real quick, another to bolster what Jenna was talking about. This is clip from around the 50-minute mark of Dana Ashley's video, Wireless Warfare Exposed. Go ahead, please.
Some news that is a little different from what I was told the first time. I found out I have brain cancer.
Could this be related to the fact that teenagers are literally tethered to their cell phones 24/7? Speaking of tethered, do you know anyone who carries their cell phone in their bra? You may want to show them this.
I don't have any history of breast cancer in my family. We made marks on me of where the location of the tumors were and realized that formed the shape of the cell phone underneath the footprint of the phone or where I used to keep it.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Well, I kept my cell phone in my bra for 4 years and the tumors were right where I kept my cell phone.
My theory for how I got breast cancer was because for years now, I've been putting my mobile phone down my bra. The lump wasn't in my right boob, it was in my left boob, exactly where my phone would lay.
In this research on the youth and in rising cancer, I noticed there were several big announcements of youth suddenly having colon cancer. And all the doctors can say is, we don't know, such a mystery. Really? Are any of you having problems with your children, having emotional problems, or an inability to pay attention?
So the The article on colorectal cancer that she cites, obviously the correlation there is that young people are carrying their – young men are carrying their cell phones in their pockets, in their pants. And, you know, with skinny jeans, all the worse, obviously. There was that video that Dr. Mercola did, I believe, a few years ago, holding a cell phone, and he said, "I from this point forward, I'm not even going to hold my cell phone anymore in my hand." That's how – dangerous the technology can be. Back to the phones. James in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, James.
I had all these things written down, and now there's not a lot of time, so I just wanted to prioritize.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to give a compliment. I know you're not, one to receive compliments well, and I mean that as a compliment, but my girl and I talk to you about your show, and we call it the man who started the world's greatest conversation. But I want to change up what I was going to say, but I have one request, and I want it before I go. I realize that, you know, you have to be private, you have a show and all that stuff, but you've mentioned an email address where people could send you maybe a little photo, and there's something prior to your father passing that I wanted to send you so badly, because I really feel you'll just, I mean, it's horrifying, it's laughable, it's all these things, but it's a photo of something that's being sent in our mail here in Seattle, and I want to send it to you, so I want that email, if you could. Before I get off.
Ready?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm not. I want to respond to Jenna, but I had to change up my priorities here. I wanted to sort of give a warning out. I'm sort of a whistleblower, and I have privy to a lot of things, and I'm not trying to be braggartly. I swear to you, your show, and I've never said any of this to anybody, so I'm not trying to seem like I know something that I don't. But one of the ways they're going to be pulling this 5G out, so this is for Jenna and anyone else in Washington or the Pacific Northwest, is that, you know, we work for a giant concert venue. And when I say giant, I'm talking we probably bring 300 to 400 million into Seattle alone every year. So that's not a joke. I'm talking small theater. But what they're doing is they're spreading out these concert events, like, very much like, hint, hint, Sasquatch. Yeah. And they're bringing them out to places like Port Townsend. And why this is important is because places like this, small towns, are hurting financially, and they're being told, you know, if you start a concert, if you start a concert, it'll, you know, create this verve, and then you can create an economy later. Well, what they're doing is all these kids that Jenna were talking about, they all pay for their shows via their phone. And so what they're saying is that, well, we don't have 5G. How are we gonna put this show on for you people? And so they're working with T-Mobile and other companies to bring out mobile vans and repeaters and things, never mind the nature, never mind the beauty, but they want to bring those things out and sort of create these festivals that last a week or 2 weeks long. And so that's something that kids will want to travel to. And, you know, the sad thing is that some of these areas are just fine the way they are. You know, they don't need 5G. They don't need any of that stuff. But they're being sold these concerts. So if you look maybe even in Montana or anything else, you'll see, like, maybe in the city page or the town page, it'll say, oh, recreation, whereas it used to say camping, this, that. The first thing they'll put on is concerts, because the kids like to go to the concerts, and they have to use that phone.
And they'll perceive that service is free when they're there. They'll get used to it. It has a psychological connotation where it is a good experience, and they'll expect it wherever they go, and on it goes, as we know.
And I just want to underscore something. I could give more details some other time, but for some of the older folks, and yes, I'm older too, so I'm not making fun of you, but I don't think they realize how much money is involved in this. These concerts, you know, you can sign up to this stuff, and you pay $500 or $600, and you use your phone, and you can experience all these little things and get all this swag and all this stuff. So it's a pretty big deal. And then the other couple things I just wanted to mention really quickly, because I know that, you know, there's not a lot of time, is that you were mentioning earlier today that, you know, if you're not for vaccines, that means you're against them. There's all this extreme speech, and it's driving me up the wall. The one thing that I wanted to say is that there's one thing, whether you're Christian, whatever you believe in, it's one thing to sort of step aside on the sidewalk, make room for other people. And I mean that in both literal and figurative way, you know, sort of making room for others. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that I have to be your cheerleader. You know, what they're saying is, like, if you're not for gay marriage, that means you're anti-gay marriage. No, what I'm saying is we don't have to be cheerleaders. I don't. They don't cheer me on. You know what I mean? They don't cheer me on. They don't go, oh, you know, oh, go James or go Christian or go whatever. I don't need to cheer. I don't need to cheerlead. And I don't think we need to be anybody's cheerleader either. And I think that's something to keep in mind.
Along and with then, that, I would say doormat. Yeah. You know, you can make room for someone, which is courteous. You don't need to be a cheerleader or a doormat. Absolutely.
Right. And then I just wanted to say two quick things, and I want to get that email. The quickest thing is I feel terrible saying it so quickly because I'm always affected when Fred calls. It's just so powerful when he calls, and I just get shaky. But I'm not, and I want to just sort of talk to him and you at the same time and the rest of the audience, is that I'm not a Christian, but I'm willing to learn. And what I wanted to say to him is that I worked at an old folks' home for about 6 months. It's the Grace Mansion or Gracie Mansion in Bethlehem. They're the big steel people. Sort of evil, and they turned it into an old folks home. And on one side of the street was the rich people, and on the other side of people street was for the older folks that were not so rich, who were sort of retiring there. And we noticed after working there that the rich people had the bigger suites, the bigger everything, but they're always visited by lawyers, by kids who wanted money. They were never treated very well, and they didn't get to associate. But the people that were in the house that I worked at were, you know, of a lower status, or what, I don't want to say lower, but, you know, middle class, whatever. But they all got together. They spent time together. They enjoyed each other's company. Their kids went to go see them. They weren't just after money. And the other thing is that when they were about to pass, and I witnessed this firsthand on more than one occasion, almost all of them, even if they weren't strong believers, I swear to you, Chris, they all wanted to meet with someone who was religious, a priest, or someone who was versed in religion, and they wanted to hold their hand, and they wanted to repeat and read from religious texts. And that is the truth. And so I'm saying to Fred that I was never religious, but the reason, one of the reasons, is I always pick up a Bible, and I'm always thrown off by the numbers, the weird red letters, the capital letters. If somebody out there can suggest a Bible that I can read that just sort of reads like a book, I would love it. But then one final thing, and I don't want to talk about this now, but I've met people like Gates and Bezos on many occasions, and all these people, and there's some things missing in their backgrounds, and I'd like to talk about that on some other occasion. But anyway, but the email that I can send a photo that would this would just sort of blow your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And yes, it's
RWR.
A photo. Yep,
okay. RWR host at thherwr.com.
RWR.com. Okay.
RWR host. Yeah, one more time just for posterity's sake. RWR host at thherwr.com.
Okay, and it's from CenturyLink, so it's nothing rude or anything.
Okay. Right on.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks, James. I would say let the Holy Spirit guide if you're interested in reading the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is a great place to start, and then let the translation thing figure itself out. You know, all translations aren't created equal, but the Holy Spirit is the author and finisher of that discussion. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The secret decoder ring. Invite the Holy Spirit into the discussion. That's my two cents on that. We missed William, and that is a travesty. William, I'm sorry. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.